42 on the ticket.
And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by Sodapelli Testosterone Therapy.
Big old cup of Sodapelli and some Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
You bet.
Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Lamar Odom.
What did happen to him?
What do you think he's doing?
He went to some film festival the other day.
Did he?
Went to film fest.
So the Mavericks paid him to go to a film festival?
Yeah, yes, because he was being interviewed on TMZ or something. I don't know.
How's Lamar doing?
It's just maddening.
Red carpet show.
How's Lamar doing?
A college grad student at Hamilton wrote his college thesis about a Moneyball-style topic for the NFL draft. He wondered if guys with character issues are really riskier to take. He defined guys with character issues as a player that has been arrested and charged with at least one crime. His study found that, in true Moneyball style, these players are great value picks in the NFL draft. It's not that the character issue guys outperform the good citizens, but their performance is equal, and since the character issue guys tend to slide in the draft, they are better value than the good citizens.
Interesting. How does the team wind up, though? Like, how many arrested, charged players are on Super Bowl winning teams?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I did find it interesting that at least the character guys equally perform to the good citizen guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would tend to think that they underperformed the good citizens,
right?
But they actually are equal.
Interesting.
So if you can get them later, like the Cowboys did with Dez, he slid, and they got him. So that was actually a very good value pick. We'll see how it turns out. We all know the Rangers are playing lights out right now. So is the team that the Rangers lost to in the World Series, the St. Louis Cardinals. No Tony La Russa, no Albert Pujols, and Chris Carpenter and Adam Wainwright have yet to win a game, but the Cards are in first place in the Central. And both the Cardinals and Rangers won their first five series of the season, marking the first time in Major League history that the two teams who met in the previous World Series each started the next season by winning their first five series. Never happened before.
Interesting.
Forbes came out with their list of America's most influential athletes, and NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson ranks number one for the second straight year.
Hey, how about that, guys?
A different Jimmy Johnson. Tim Tebow was second. Also making the list, Peyton and Eli Manning, Jeremy Lin, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Drew Brees, Manny Pacquiao, and Aaron Rodgers. Dropping out of the top 10, LeBron, Michael Phelps, and Shaq. Kobe sat last night in the Lakers' finale against the Kings. He needed 38 points going into the game to win the NBA scoring title, but he opted out of that chase. So Kevin Durant wins his third straight scoring title. And Durant joins a select group of guys who have won three straight scoring crowns: George Mikan, Neil Johnston, Wilt Chamberlain, Bob McAdoo, George Gervin, and the last guy to do it, Michael Jordan.
Is that a sign that Kobe's getting old?
Yeah, he's not up for it.
I just think 6 or 7 years ago, there's no way you would have kept him out of that game.
No way. But now, he's got a shin that's aching. He's got a lot of mileage on those legs and the sound of trying to go get 38.
Yeah.
And just, I'll opt out.
He still loves Colorado.
Always will.
Mm-hmm.
Our Friday morning scatter shooting athlete of the week is Andrea Chiradio of Stonington High in Connecticut. She threw a perfect, perfect game. She struck out all 21 batters she faced in the state softball playoffs last weekend.
Wow.
It's believed to be only the second perfect, perfect game in state history.
Could we get a hit off of her?
Nailed it.
Probably, because she's in high school.
Yeah, she's a girl, man.
A junior did well against that Coppell pitcher a few years back.
All he did was smile.
That's where failed smile originated.
That's where it started.
Do you think we'll ever see a perfect, perfect game in the major leagues? 27
no.
batters, all retired via strikeout.
No way.
How many hits did we have last year?
Three or four?
Softball game.
Yeah, we did
we
all
scored,
right.
What, two
Waka
runs?
Had a double, didn't he?
I think. Yep. Saroy, I think, had a hit.
Yeah, babe. And those were
Dan
college
McDowell.
Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Forever, the Michigan Wolverines have worn maize and blue, but they switched uniforms from Nike to Adidas a couple of years ago, and Nike apparently had the color maize trademarked at some point.
Ooh.
So the official school colors are now sun and blue instead of maize and blue. Adidas had to come up with a different shade of maize and a different name. It's just another way Nike is ruining everything. The oldest living ex-major leaguer turned 101 this week. Not Dirty Dug Out.
Man, that's right.
Instead, we wish a happy birthday to Conrado Marrero, who played in the bigs for the Washington Senators in the early 50s. He's Cuban. He lives in Havana today. And he is so old that he retired from the majors and returned to Cuba before Fidel Castro took power.
Jeez.
That's how old he is.
Old is he?
Just told you.
Oh.
Disturbing story alert. Last month, authorities in Davis, Oklahoma, after viewing surveillance video, charged Jimmy Hawkeye Jeter, a 77-year-old, with a detestable and abominable crime against nature.
This is not going to go anywhere good.
Oklahoma, crime against nature.
For violating a show pig at a barn on the property of the local school system.
I actually passed on this story.
According to
a
Channel 4 TV report out of Oklahoma City, Jeter told investigators that he, quote, poured corn out of the hole out to hold the guilt still, and then...
What did you say about a corn hole?
He poured corn out to distract the pig.
Oh, okay.
To hold the pig still. Okay. So the pig started feeding.
Okay.
And then he said he stuck his finger.
Okay. Careful. Careful.
Somewhere very private on the pig.
Okay.
Nonetheless, he assured police that he was not trying to poison the pig, and that he had done this in the early 70s.
This is the weirdest instant panic defense I've ever heard.
He then later acknowledged that indeed the act was for sexual gratification.
Bottom.
How do you feel about yourself if you're 77, living in Oklahoma, nicknamed Hawkeye, and you're violating a show pig?
Poor pig.
I didn't think I'd hear that question today.
And finally, a drunk staggers into a Catholic church, enters a confessional booth, sits down, but says nothing. The priest coughs a few times to get his attention, but the drunk continues to just sit there. Finally, the priest pounds three times on the wall. The drunk mumbles, "Ain't no use knocking. There's no paper on this side either."
Amazing.
This has been the popular segment known as Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, three-time winner of the All England Lawn and Tennis Mixed Doubles Championship.
False. Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.